Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
In the 8th verse of Hebrews chapter 13, this statement is made about our Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Throughout the pages of our Bibles, we find many other statements that would also declare the unchanging nature of the Lord. I think of the statement that God made of himself that's recorded in the prophecy of Malachi. In a discussion of God's judgment and justice, God says of himself, "I am the Lord, I do not change." Join us today as in our study we reflect upon the word which reveals to us God's constant and perfect nature. The nature and character of the God of heaven is constant. The scriptures say that we can count on God to be true, just, righteous at all times. He will not act in one set of circumstances and then do something contrary to it the next time. Truth will remain the truth. God's judgment will be measured out to every single person in exactly the same way. There will be no favoritism or partiality. In Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 17, it was Moses who wrote, "For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality and accepts no bribes. When given instructions to those who would be appointed as judges among the nation of Israel, these words of appointment were given them. Now let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Judge carefully, for with the Lord our God there is no injustice or partiality or bribery. And there are several more places where God's just judgment will be equal to all people. I share one more, and that's from Romans chapter 2, verses 6 and 11, where it says, God will give to each person according to what he has done, for God does not show favoritism. This quality of God should be one of the reasons why we would serve him. I truly believe that his divine nature is revealed, and in his attributes shared through the scriptures, so that we can come to a decision in our own personal lives to give allegiance to him as the God we will worship and serve. You see, we are not invited to blindly submit to a God that we cannot know. We are not asked to worship a spirit being that we cannot in some way measure a comprehension of his character, his will. We are given many reasons to make Jehovah God our God. And so we place our faith and our trust in him because of his divine nature. Surely we would acknowledge that we would serve God and devote ourselves to him because he loves us. We base our decision to love God upon the biblical truth that he has loved us first. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." You see, the relationship based upon love is fundamental to the Christian's faith. Another very good reason to serve God is derived from his grace. God is gracious. He is willing and ready to forgive us of our sins. We need the grace of God, for we have all fallen short of it through our sinfulness. How wonderful to come before our God and place our lives before him, believing and knowing that he is a compassionate God, willing to remove the guilt of our sins. We could go on and on today listing other basic reasons why we would choose to serve him and to make him our God. But our message focuses upon this one very special aspect of God's eternal nature. He will always be the same. He will treat everyone fair. He will always be just in every situation. That can be a very pleasant blessing for us, and it should be, as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, if we have yielded ourselves to his will, and we are faithfully seeking to please him as our God, then we should be reassured that all is well in our relationship with him. But there is the other side of things. This could possibly create some anxiety. If God is going to be just and do justice, then judgment will be dealt out in that way. And if our deeds are not justifiable before God, then he cannot bestow the blessings of grace and mercy upon us. If he did, then his justice would not be the same. Let me go back to our original text in Hebrews chapter 13. The reason why this author wrote these words about Jesus being the same yesterday, today, and forever was to secure the faith of the Christians to whom he was writing the letter. From the letter, we can conclude that some of these followers of Christ were in danger of leaving their faith. They were being encouraged to remain faithful by the writer. They needed the encouragement that the one to whom they had pledged their allegiance would be forever true to them. He would never leave them. He would never forsake them. He would be there with them through all their trials of life. He would be their helper. And so they should hold on to the confidence that they had in Jesus as their Lord, who is, of course, the exact representation of God in human form. Jesus will be just as condemning of the sins in our lives as he always has been. He will always be as gracious and forgiving as he has promised to be when we live justly under his will. These facts will give us great comfort if our relationship with Jesus is as it should be. So we thank you for sharing this time with us today. we pray it blesses you. We encourage everyone to keep your hope in the Lord, who has never changed. You see, everything around us is changing, and it is uncertain. God will always love us, and will always be gracious and forgiving to all who seek Him. By having and seeking a relationship with Jesus, oh, it opens up the door to security, to peace, and joy. And that's because of the hope upon which we rest each day of our lives and our eternity. May the Lord bless you.
All hail King Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of kings, Lord of lords, bright morning star. And throughout eternity I'm going to praise Him.
For tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.